Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I read a very tragic story from County Derry yesterday about a young Irish girl who was the face of an organ donation campaign. She had passed away while waiting on a heart transplant. Amy Brady spent her last 10 months in the Clark Clinic awaiting an organ, but tragically never got the call. So sadly, she passed away, and her family, I suppose, were devastated with the news. The 11-year-old was praised by Children's Heartbeat Trust for her efforts in raising awareness on the impact of organ donation. And a spokesperson for the Trust released a statement today, or should I say on Thursday morning, expressing their heartbreak at the news. And this is according to Belfast Live. And I want to read it out to you because I think it's important, if we're talking about this, you have a kind of understanding. And it says, "We don't normally post about our wonderful heart heroes who sadly pass away out of respect for each family's privacy. But following her efforts raising awareness of the impact of organ donation, and with the permission of her family, we are very sad to say that yesterday 11-year-old Amy Brady passed away. Amy was one of the bravest, funniest and sassiest girls we had the honour of knowing. She was a great friend to us here at CHT, starring in our 2015 awareness campaign, launching the Children's Heart Centre with Sir Rory Best earlier this summer, and in September raising crucial awareness of the need for organ donation in a very powerful BBC interview, which received one of the highest responses rates and views that the BBC Northern Ireland have ever received. Always ready with a cheeky smile and a joke, Amy was the light of our lives, of all who knew her, and her impact has been felt further afield with well-wishers contacting her family from around the world. We will miss her so much and send our deepest condolences to Valerie, Stephen Taylor and their extended family on the loss of such an inspirational daughter, sister and heart hero. If you do one thing today in Amy's memory, please sign up to the organ donation register at www.organdonationinfo.info. And talk to your family about your wishes. The gift of organ donation really can make a difference." Now, that was the statement they put out, and it's an extremely moving, sad story. But one thing we need to talk about is organ donation. And back in May, the Health Minister, Simon Harris, launched his bill for an opt-out organ donation system in Ireland. The Cabinet approved the proposals by the Minister to publish the general scheme of the Human Tissues Bill. But when asked about the timeline, he said he would like to see the system operational as quickly as possible, but we're still kind of waiting. And I want to talk to you about organ donation today and ask you, would you donate? I mean, making the decision to donate organs is the most important gift we could ever give somebody, the gift of life, essentially. And I know many people out there who are organ donors, but some don't feel comfortable with the idea. And I suppose particularly when it comes to young children, like Amy. It's the most difficult thing in the world, even though they're trained to do it, for a doctor. I want you to picture the scene, right? You have a young child. You value them immensely. But there's a tragic accident. Your child is involved in a tragic accident. Maybe it's a car crash. Maybe it's they've been hit by a car, or maybe they fall or whatever. It's a tragic accident. And you're there with your partner and you're outside in the waiting room. And your daughter or your son, 10 years of age, is in an operating table. And they don't make it. And that doctor firstly has to come out and give you the bad news and tell you that your daughter or son didn't make it. At what point is it okay for him to say to you, "Listen, your daughter or son didn't make it, but her organs could make somebody else's life better. Her organs could save somebody else's life." There is no point in that grief where you could even consider that. So that's why they want to change the law. They want to make everybody an organ donor by default. In other words, from the day you're born, you're an organ donor. If you want to opt out, you can, for whatever reasons. And it is your child. Of course, on their behalf, you can opt out. You can say, "No, I'd rather not." But if nothing is said and nobody asks, well, then you just automatically are an organ donor. A lot of people object to it because there are some silly grounds that people object to it on. Like, I heard somebody recently say to me, "Oh no, I wouldn't be an organ donor because they wouldn't try hard enough to save your life if you're in an accident because they know they have your organs." I would never believe that was the case, that any doctor wouldn't try hard to save your life just because they think you're an organ donor. So do you agree with this opt-out system where by default we're all organ donors? Unless we decide not to be. Because the current system is not working. The current system relies on us to remember to be organ donors. It relies on us to go out of our way to sign a piece of paper or sign a thing on a driver's license, whatever it happens to be. Let me know what you think. Would you agree with an opt-out system rather than an opt-in system? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And I'm conscious of the fact that there are many families around the country whose children have passed away or whose parents or sisters or brothers passed away and they were organ donors and they've saved so many lives. Maybe we could hear your story as well. Let me go to Ruth. Ruth, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Ruth?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Some people object to an opt-out system because they believe that it takes away your rights somehow because you're not asked at birth. You're just told, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not. It is a delicate subject. And especially where children are concerned, nobody wants to broach that. You know, and doctors don't want to broach it either. It's not like they're going around looking for these sort of cases and stuff.
Yeah, they're not going around looking for people to harvest their organs. These are things that just tragically happen. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was talking to you before, my son was born at 20 weeks and he had passed away before he was born. But sort of, and hindsight is a wonderful thing. If I was looking back at that and if he'd been born, you know, God forbid, with some sort of a brain issue or something, but the rest of his organs were perfectly healthy, I'd love to think that if I was asked, that I would have said yes. But I think, you know, as a parent, you'd be kind of going, oh, no, not my child. But then the other side of it
because in that moment when you're, they need the organs immediately, as you know. They can't wait 2 weeks to ask you. And I know probably in your situation that time, I mean, you were stricken with grief and you were grieving over the loss of this child. So it's a very difficult time to ask you that question.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard for the doctors as well. But the other side of it is, if it was my child that needed a donor and somebody was kind of going, oh, no, not my child, not taking their heart or whatever, then it works on the other side as well. You know, it's hard on every side.
I know some people have religious views on this, and the religious view on it by a lot of people is, well, you know, God put us on this earth, you know, in, you know, fully complete, and you're meant to go back into the ground in the same way.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm probably what you would title as religious as you can get. I'm very involved with my church and part-time preacher and things like that.
And so what's God's view on it, or what's the Bible's view on it?
Well, I've yet to come across a commandment that says, you know,
thou shalt not donate an organ.
Exactly. Your body must go to heaven whole or something like that. I mean, look, when I die, take whatever you need. Happy days. It's no use to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, realistically, no matter whether you're religious or not, even if you are religious, you clearly believe there's a soul, right? And if you believe there's a soul, the body is just a vessel for that soul. It's just a piece of meat. That's all we are. We're just a vehicle for that soul. So realistically, it's not much use to you, is it, after you're dead?
No. I mean, if you donate your organs, it's not like your soul is going without those organs or something bizarre like that. You know, I get maybe some of the religions where maybe reincarnation or things like that, then maybe they think differently. But that's not... Again, look, that's not something
There's a wonderful, coincidentally, there's a wonderful video going around at the moment on Twitter and Facebook, I think. And I watched it there yesterday of a young man whose daughter died. And the hospital got in touch with all the people that he had donated the organs to and asked them would they meet up with him. And sadly, only one person agreed, which was the person who got her heart. Mm. And it was a man who was in his 30s. And he listened to his own daughter's heart with a stethoscope.
Yeah.
And it was very moving. He obviously got clearly very upset about it because he was listening to his own daughter's heart, but he was delighted that he could save somebody else's life. Mm-hmm. You know, and it is a wonderful thing to give that gift back to somebody else who might need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to John. John, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, John?
How you doing, Earl?
John, you wouldn't agree with an opt-out system.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't agree. Listen, you have that card at the moment that people carry in their wallet if you want to donate your organs.
Or your driver's license, It's on your driver's license.
It's like the abortion, it's like the gay thing. It's another thing being pushed again. The fact of the matter is you have that card there. If you want to donate your head, your organs and everything, you fire ahead. but do not impose on the rest of the nation.
But when you're saying impose, let's be clear. So let's say they bring in this legislation, you know, next week, right, or this
liberal,
bill.
Nazi-level legislation.
Whatever you feel, John, okay?
Yeah,
but so they bring they bring in this bill, right? And automatically not you personally, because obviously you're not just being born. Anybody who's born, I don't know how it would work, if it would be grandfathered, I'm not too sure. But let's say everybody suddenly becomes an organ donor. You can go online and you can opt out. So you don't have to do it.
The point is, Niall, it's presumed.
And a lot of people, it's presumed.
You're a presumed organ donator. And the fact is, you know how life can get busy for you. I seen you on the show last night, the battering you took by that horrible...
Let's not get into that on the show today.
No, I just have to congratulate you and stand your ground. The fact of the matter is, Niall, anybody who's presumed... donator. You know how life can get busy. If you don't get round to it and you go, no, I'm not into this kind of Frankenstein stuff, taking organs, and you don't sign off on that, well, then your organs are taken whether you want it or not. So, to be quite honest, no, I don't agree with any enforced legislation to say that...
Would you donate your organs?
No.
But why not? I mean, I'm assuming you're reasonably healthy.
No.
Well, are you?
No, I wouldn't say I'm totally healthy.
No, but I mean, you have a heart. You're obviously...
I have a heart,
I don't know that. Yeah, but I mean, you're talking to me on the phone right now, right? Okay, so you're alive. So your heart is obviously working quite well.
Yeah.
Right, so let's say you meet with a tragic accident tomorrow. Hope it doesn't happen, but let's say you do.
Yep.
Surely that if that heart can keep somebody else alive, somebody else is perfectly healthy apart from the heart, with a heart condition, a heart disease, surely that's a good thing. John.
No, it's not.
But it's no use to you anymore.
No, the fact that this government, again, is bringing in legislation that's saying everybody...
No, I want to ask you, forget about the government for the moment.
No,
I want to ask your personal feelings at it. Why would you not donate it if it's of no value to you anymore once you die?
Because it's my heart and I can do what I want with it.
Well, you're right. You can do what you want with it. But I'm asking you why you don't believe you would do what I believe is the right thing.
No, you see, here's the line you're blurring again. At the end of your letter there, it said, oh, please, everybody sign up to be donating your organs.
Yeah, the gift of organ donation.
Now, that again was pushing the envelope again.
Of course it is.
Oh, everybody must be a donor. No, I don't care for... Listen, the circumstance of your letter there was quite upsetting, but at the same time, sorry, that's as far as it goes. At the end of the day...
But this little girl, if this little girl had got a heart donation, which she was waiting for and she didn't get because obviously there wasn't enough donors, and obviously it has to match and all that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You know, this little 11-year-old would still be alive today.
Maybe so, maybe not. At the end of the day, you have rejection and all the rest of it that goes with organ donations. So
yes, of course.
Know. You can't say for...
Well, she'd have a better chance of being alive. Let's put it that way.
The point of Aaron Nile is, I mean, there's a story, one in a million stories. The fact of the matter is, you come into this world with your organs, you're entitled to go out with them. And no government is there to legislate to tell you otherwise or put a proviso in. You know, you can opt out only... And again, here, let's go online. Not everybody uses the internet. So if somebody hasn't got a clue how to go online and sort out, you know, the opt-out system, the fact of the matter is they could be left then, you know, when they come to their time of life when they're about to pass off, going, yeah, I don't want this going on. Oh, yeah, well, sorry, you didn't bother your ass going on the internet and sign yourself.
Okay, well, let me ask, Ruth, you heard John's feelings, and okay, he doesn't agree with organ donation, and that's his business. He's entitled to feel like that if he wants to, and he doesn't believe it should be imposed on us.
Mm. And that's... Yeah, I mean, look, the way that it probably would happen, I'm not sure if it would or not, but the way that it probably would happen is, rather than having to come and say, can we take the organs, it's more sort of saying, look, your loved one is an organ donor, just to let you know this is what's going on. You know, you still have the option.
Well, you don't, because your next of kin wouldn't have... If you've signed, unless it's a child, of course, and you're the guardian.
Yeah.
But if once you're over 18 years of age and you've signed an organ donor, like I'm an organ donor, and, you know, it doesn't matter who is responsible for me, who my next of kin is, my organs will be used, provided they're in good condition.
Yeah, and I'm the same, and I've said it to my husband and I've said it to my kids. If I'm in an accident in the morning, let them take whatever they want. It's no use to me.
But John, obviously he has a view, a moral view, that they're his organs and he wants to go into the ground with them.
Absolutely, Niall. Absolutely. And I disagree.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
If everybody thought like you, there'd be a lot of people in this world who wouldn't be alive today.
Niall, there's an awful lot of people...
Okay, let me ask a question. Let me go back to this accident again.
All right,
And don't take it personally, right?
You're in a car crash or you're in an accident tomorrow.
Okay. And you lose a lot of blood.
Yep.
You're into the hospital and you're basically, you know, you're in critical condition.
Yep.
Doctors can save you.
Yep.
Blood transfusion. Are you going to take somebody else's blood?
I think.
Or they need to give you a new heart. Will you take somebody else's heart?
I'll give you a straight answer because I know where you're going with this question. I think I would say no. But unfortunately, when you hear a casualty and you lose blood, you're going to get blood anyway. There's not going to be a case where you're going to be asked.
But you're going to be happy enough to take blood belong to somebody else or an organ belong to somebody else to save your own life.
I wouldn't be happy to take blood from somebody else. No, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. If I wouldn't give away my organs, I wouldn't be. I'll put it this way, the question back to you in another form. If I wasn't, willing to give away organs, I wouldn't accept one. Does that answer your question better?
Okay, all right, okay, fair enough. Okay, Luke, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Luke?
How's it going, Niall?
You fully support the idea, you don't agree with John, obviously, you fully support the idea of an opt-out system.
100%, yeah. I think, obviously, John can touch his opinion, but it just sounds a little bit, I won't even say selfish. It's just his opinion, I suppose. But look, at the end of the day, my biggest thing would be the waiting list that there is for organs. I think if it was a case that it was already like that from day one, where everyone was opted in and it was up to yourself to opt out, I think waiting lists would be, they wouldn't be anything compared to what they are. You hear about people waiting for organs here, there and everywhere, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. I don't think there would be waiting lists as long as that. I think people that...
No, we would probably have an abundance of parts, so to speak.
100%, yeah. And do you know what? At the end of the day, I think it's been said already anyway, they're no good to anyone else once you're gone. Fair enough, there might be... Is it sentimental? I don't know, is it a sentimental reason why you want to keep them? I don't know, because I can't think of any other reason why you might want to.
Sorry, John?
You're born whole, you die whole. That's my point.
Yeah,
you're born with your own, you die with them. Good luck.
You live by the gun, you die by the gun kind of attitude.
There's no middle with me. There's one way or the other. I don't go for that liberalised middle of, you know, we have...
This is not, John... I'm not politically correct or liberal or anything that kind of carry on. But I think this is something... To give the gift of life to somebody else when you're dead, I don't see an issue with that. Yeah, I don't think this is a liberal notion.
It absolutely is.
No, organ donation organ donation debates have been going on for a long, long time, John.
No, you think about it, Niall. I mean... The government are saying to you now today, or they're saying to the Irish people today, it's an opt-out system at the moment. You know, you can go online,
and
I said, a lot of people might be computer literate and they might be able to do all this stuff online. The fact of the matter is, if it should be left as it is. If you carry your donor card, that's you, you're done. You can donate what you like to anybody, but do not impose that on the rest of society, and that's what's happening. You're having all this abortion, everything, and gay stuff being, trusted on society, and society is supposed to go, yes, sir, no, sir.
Well, according to referendums, most people are saying yes, sir, okay, sir. You're not, and that's fine, you're entitled to your view as well.
I'm one of them one that allows.
Okay, well, that's fine. You're entitled to your view, too.
Can I just get in there on that, Niall, for a second? I think, to be honest, if someone is as strong-minded as John in terms of not donating their organs, then that person's going to go out of their way to opt out. Whereas, you know, someone might just be of the mindset that, okay, I'd have no problem donating my organs, but they might not go out of their way to opt in because it might just slip their mind.
But that is the problem. Yes, that is the problem at the moment.
That doesn't matter. The fact is, you're born with your own organs. You die.
Yeah, but we have a very low rate of opting in. And there are so many people in this country who would be probably happy to donate their organs. They just haven't bothered filling out the form.
A lot of people don't want to donate their organs.
Well, I know. I'm aware of that.
It'd be thrust upon them again by this Liberal government. And quite frankly, this Liberal Nazi government, I've no time for, and anything to come up with in this direction or any direction, the sooner they're out of government, the better. Because what they're bringing into legislation is forcing people to, obey their will at all stages.
We're not being forced. You can opt out. I know you're saying it might be difficult for some people to opt out if they don't have a computer, but they're not forcing you. If they turned around, say, for tomorrow and said, we're bringing in a bill that makes it mandatory and you've no choice, yes, I would agree with you. I would object to that. And I think most people should object to being told what to do. But all they're doing is changing the system.
Hang on.
Just making it a bit more difficult for you to get out of it.
I have to say this, and I have to say this very clear to people. The fact of the matter is, if you have an opt-out system, yeah, that's great, lovely, jubbly, all the rest of it, Del Boy stuff. But at the end of the day, what's going to happen here, so you know how life can get so busy and you can forget to do pay a bill or whatever the case. If that system was there and somebody's reaching the end of their life and they're totally against donating their organs and suddenly they realise, shit, I never got round to doing it, boom, their organs are taken against them.
And what would that, and would that be the worst thing in the world? They're dead.
It would be the worst because...
But they're dead.
To go the way they want to go.
Yeah, but let's put it bluntly. They're dead. So why would it be the worst thing in the world?
Because it's their organs. They own them. Okay. And like the abortion thing last year, their body, their choice.
Don't keep bringing abortion back
into
it.
Yeah, but hang on. Their body, their choice. Let's use the slogan in another way. It's your body, your choice, how you want to dispose of it.
Okay, well, stay there. Then we go to Emma. Emma, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Emma?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Emma, you've heard what John said. And look, he's not the only one with that opinion. There are many people who believe they should go into the ground the way they come out of the womb.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's actually infuriating me.
That's what I want to do.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm actually so annoyed listening to him. It's ridiculous. It's such a ridiculous view to have. Like, if you really don't want to donate your organs, you, as that other gent said, you will go out of your way to make sure that you don't have to do that.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, when you die, they're just going to rot in the ground. Like, for want of a better way of thinking it, they are.
So what use
of them are they to you? But and he's there saying now that he wouldn't be happy to receive blood or wouldn't be happy to receive a heart. I'm pretty sure if he was actually there being told, you're dying and you need to have an organ transplant, I'm pretty sure his views would change.
Yeah, I think
no,
so.
No, I wouldn't, Niall. And I have to
stop, John, of course.
You're not in that position, so how would you know?
I know my own mind, and a lot of people know their own mind.
But if you're being faced with mortality,
Let me ask you one question. Do you carry a donor card?
I do.
Right, well, that's enough for me. You go off there and harvest yourself now to the world if you want. But don't inflict that on me or on anybody else. And I couldn't care less whether you're...
But you don't have to. That's the point, is you don't have to.
Your liberalised nation there is insulted either. Quite frankly,
but you don't have to give your organs. That's the whole point of it.
People have a right to keep their organs, to have their right when they die, to go into the ground with their organs.
Nobody's taking that right away from you. Nobody's taking that right away from you. All you have to do is say, I don't want to do it.
Nobody's taking the right away. All they're doing is, the reason they want to change the system, John, is because currently the system is opt-in and people, you know, are a bit lax about the whole thing and they just forget to do it.
Let me say this, Niall. They're afraid of one thing, that people are just going to go, oh shit, no, I'm not giving my organs away, I'm sorry, I want to go the way I came into the world. And then suddenly, this is again, is another stunt by the government, by that Weasel Harris.
It's nothing to do with the Weasel Harris as such. He's bringing in the bill. This conversation and debate has been going on for the last 10 years. Talked about it before. Yeah. Previous ministers for health have talked about this as well.
Niall,
we're not the only country in Europe, by the way. There are many other countries in Europe that have opt-out systems.
Niall, I have to say this. At the end of the day, you have the card there. You have the donor card. It's enough.
Yeah, I have one in my pocket. It's on my driver's license. Yeah.
There shouldn't be any more future legislation on it. The subject is over. For me, the debate is over. You carry a...
Well, the debate is not over for a family who have a child that's dying.
Well, so be it. There's nothing you can do. It's not your...
Well, there is something you can do, isn't there?
No.
Isn't that the point? There is something you can do.
No, it's not my responsibility to care for somebody else. And that's the way... And that's the bottom...
Okay, Emma, let me just be objective and say that, you know, there are people like John who don't want to deny their organs. That's their business entirely, right?
Yeah, completely.
Absolutely right. And, you know, their argument is, you know, that you shouldn't be an organ donor by default, which is what a government are saying. And, you know, they might have to go out of their way to opt out. And the current system, they believe, is the right way to do it, where you have to actually make a choice to go in and opt in.
But I just don't understand how you're really going out of your way when all you've got to do is, if you don't know how to use a computer, ask somebody. You know, it'd be very, very easy for you to go on online and say, I don't want to do this. It might take a couple of minutes out of your day to do it. But if you really don't want to be an organ donor, then go ahead and do that. It's your right to not give up your organs. I don't see the point in keeping them when I'm gone. I know a few people who've required donors. Mm-hmm. And have waited a very, very long time. To get one. You know, there's people out there who are dying constantly because they can't get a donation. You know, what use is it? Like, I have a little boy. If something, God forbid, happened to him, I would very, very happily donate his organs. Why? What is the point in somebody else suffering if he passed away, if his heart could help somebody else? You know, it's just... If I was in need of a donation, I would gladly accept something from someone. But the thing is, like, I think there's a lot of people out there who are going to go, like Donald, say, oh, I, you know, I'm not giving away my organs, but I'm pretty sure there's plenty of them who are, if they were in the position, they would gladly take a donation off somebody. And I think if you're somebody who decides to opt out of doing it, well, then you shouldn't be allowed to have a transplant. Then I think you should be told, well, if you won't give your organs to somebody, you can't receive an organ off somebody else.
I mean, John, if you look around Europe, for example, some countries have up over 85 to 90% donation rate amongst their citizens. We have, I think, lower than a third in this country because of the system.
Niall, can I just answer that lady's point there for a few minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the point she made, a very good point, and I will take her up on this point. Yes, if you say, like me, I don't want my organs to be distributed to the world, fine. But then you can't turn around and say, yes, in the morning I need a heart. Listen, I'll take a heart. You can't be a hypocrite. Now, I'll agree on that point, but at the same point is, you cannot push this legislation. As I said, not everybody's comfortable going online. Not everybody's comfortable writing a letter about their end of days. And at the end of the day, you have the card there. My main point here is you have the card there, the donor card. It's enough. It's like everything else has been pushed. The abortion, the gays has been pushed, everything now. At the end of the day, the card is there. People can opt in, get on with it, and the people who don't want to have their organs taken or they don't want anything to do with this, like me, but can say, no, we don't.
Okay, I understand your argument about everything being pushed, and that's grand. You don't agree with same-sex marriage. You don't agree with abortion. You had an opportunity in a referendum to vote against it. That's democracy. That's the way it works. We can all argue about how the democracy works on those occasions. That's a completely different debate, but that's the way it works. We'll stay there for a second. And Emma, stay with me. I want to go to Cart as well after the break. Sorry, Cart, I have to take a break. Keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008, or you can WhatsApp. I just read out a very tragic story about a young girl who died in Northern Ireland. Amy Brady was a 10-year-old girl who needed a heart transplant. Unfortunately, she didn't get one in time and she passed away. And I suppose there's a big push now, not just in Northern Ireland, but of course Simon Harris talked about the new opt-out bill. And I'm wondering, would you be all for it? This is basically a bill whereby from the moment you're born, you're an organ donor. Now, if you don't want to be an organ donor, you obviously, they'll set up a system whereby you can go online or ring a helpline number or whatever it is to opt out. Whereas currently you have to opt in. That way we could probably double the amount of organs that are actually donated on a daily basis. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Would you agree with it? John doesn't. All right, so he says, no, I 100% agree with this changing to an automatic opt-in. Well, it's called opt-out, but anyway, I get what you mean. Can't agree with idea of having to go back to heaven with all my body parts. As a double amputee, this would be a big problem for me, says Tom in Cork. Okay, Tom, thanks for sharing that with us. This is about choice, not about the merits of the organ donation. People have the right to be asked if they want to donate, not an assumption made that you will donate. If people feel strongly, then let them opt in, but don't assume you can make the decision for me and my children. Simon Harris does not make these decisions for me. No way. So that's somebody obviously agreeing with John. And if John doesn't mind, I'll read out one or two texts that disagree with him, as long as you're okay with that, John. They're quite insulting you. Yeah, what a tool that John is. Literally disagrees with everything just to disagree. Horrible man. Would rather let somebody die than help them. It's a sad world that we live in with people like him, says Paul in Cork. Well, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, she's full of shit like the rest of them. To be quite honest, Niall.
But him, Paul actually was his name.
Oh, Paul even. Yeah. Now, Niall, let me put this to you. The one thing in life we truly own, and I mean the one thing in life we truly own, and Paul or whoever he is can listen to this point, is our bodies. We can't guarantee on our own anything else in life. One thing, our bodies. And that's, we can do with our bodies as we wish. And no minister can tell me, you know, if I don't opt out, then my organs will be taken. The fact of the matter is they have no right pushing this legislation on the Irish people again.
Okay, we'll stay there. Let me go to Cart. Cart, you're on Classic Kids. How are you, Cart?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, Cart. You've heard John. They have no right to make an assumption about people's body parts.
I did, yeah. I think that I can't understand how can somebody put a difficulty of going online to opt out to difficulty to individuals and families waiting for organs that may never come. Mm-hmm. You're saying you're not comfortable going online? You don't want to spend 2 minutes to actually protect your beliefs, but yet people can die around you and you don't really care. Like, I'm one of these people that used to carry the donor card around, but it's, you know, it's cardboard. It got all manky and everything. When I changed the wallet, I never got the new one. Mm-hmm. Haven't picked it up anywhere. Haven't seen one at my doctor, so I haven't gone out of my way to opt in. But yet, I would be happy for them to take any bit after my death.
Well, see, well, here's the thing. Well, then, I am not saying you're a hypocrite, but if you want to donate your organs, maybe you see that this is the problem they have at the moment. People like yourself, and a lot of people, I'm not having a go at you, by the way, people forget to do it. They just, they don't bother Asher. Like, I'll do it some other time, or I'll do it some other time.
Yeah, exactly.
And well, it is on your, do you have a driver's license?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, well, is it one of the old licenses or one of the new ones?
Actually, it's a new one. Yeah, I opted in on that.
Okay, well, if you opted in on your driver's license, you don't need to do it again. That's fine.
Yeah, perfect. But, yeah. Like, I just don't understand, like, all this thing going into growth the same way you came out of womb, that's nonsense. You might be...
Well, it might be nonsense to you, and I agree, by the way. I agree it's nonsense, but it might be nonsense to me and you, but to people like John, who's a Christian, it's not nonsense.
But the choice is not taken away. Like, government could do such a thing, for example, that... They come out with this legislation, they give, say, 2 years until it actually comes into effect. You have 2 years to opt out, for example. Before that, it actually won't be forced.
I understand what you're saying. So if they had a cooling off period.
Yeah.
Yeah, John, what about that, John? If the government said, right, we're bringing in this legislation, there's a 2-year cooling off period. In other words, it won't be enforced for 2 years to give everybody a chance to opt out if they want to.
No, and the fact is, this Liberal Nazi government, and I can tell
you...
You've said
that about 40 times, but the Liberal Nazi government...
Well, here's the point, Niall. This government are saying to people now, we are presuming that we can take your organs unless that you A, go to a computer, or B, write us in the letters expressly forbidding us to take your organs on the event of your death. The fact of the matter is, it's another Liberal policy being pushed on the Irish people, and enough is bloody well enough.
I have a question.
If
your loved one is ill, and, like, while you're alive and needs kidney, for example, would you give one to them? Because I would, and I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, so, are you married, John, or have you got a partner?
No, I'm not married. God, no.
Okay.
If I was, I'd be in trouble.
I think you would, yeah. Okay, so, but I'm sure you must have nieces, nephews. Do you have any sons, daughters?
Of course I do.
Yeah, for your family, okay? So you have family. Yeah. Okay, so if one of your family needed a donation from you, and people do, living donations.
And you were a match.
You know what I mean?
Example.
And you were a match, and they asked you to donate to save their lives, would you?
The family, probably yes. And that's where probably you might sound a little bit hypocritical, but family is blood, and blood
a
is
lot
family.
Hypocritical, actually, because now you're not going into ground the same way you came out, so you have no problem giving the kidney to your family that you love.
Having said that, I would be, at the end of the day, if it's a heart or an organ, that would mean the end of me. So I would have.
Well, no, but there is other parts of your body that you can donate, you know, bits of to people.
A family member comes before anybody in society. That's
Okay, well, by the way, to clarify, because somebody rang in there a while ago and said to ask me to mention that if you're an organ donor, that it means that your organs necessarily don't go to a person, they could go to science. Do we clarify that? That's completely incorrect. They're two completely different issues. Your organs won't be used for scientific research or reasons if you haven't chosen to do that. In other words, to leave your body to science or for research, you must choose to leave your body to research or science. So if you are an organ donor, you're donating your organs to a person, not to science. All right, just to clarify that in case people are confused by that, because some people think it's the same thing. It's not. Seamus, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Seamus?
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. Seamus, you don't agree with it either.
No, I agree with you at that caller, John. I mean, there seems to be just this dismissal of the principal point, like having the choice to do what you want with your own body. I mean, I just think Fianna Gael are an absolute disgrace. I mean,
you still do have a choice. Yeah, I mean, she can opt out of it. You don't have to do it.
No, it's how it's orchestrated.
Yes, it's an assumption.
So there should I hope there's a constitutional challenge towards it in the courts by a group of people anyway, at least, because that general assumption should not supersede someone's right. Fundamental right to have protect their own bodies. I mean, it's got to be something somewhere in the law or in the constitution to go against this.
I'm assuming you're not an organ donor, so.
No, I'm not an organ donor, but I don't want to find out years later just because I forgot to take a box online based on
that by default you're a donor. Yeah.
Look,
can I ask you, Seamus, why you're not an organ, or why you wouldn't want to be an organ donor?
I've never really given a deep thought. It'd be different, I suppose, if I had a family member or a relative or someone close to me who needed an organ. That choice can be made by myself there and then. I could think, oh, of course.
But see, there's the thing, right? I don't know if you've kids or...
I do.
Okay. So let's say, and gosh, I hope it never happens, one of your children needs an organ. Let's say you and your family are not a match, right, for that child, okay? For whatever reason, or for, you know, and it requires somebody, obviously, to, maybe it's a heart, which means even if you wear a match, you can't give it to your child.
But I understand.
But you would like to think that other people out there are donating to save your child's life.
I understand that, Noel, but that burden of guilt is not should not be forced upon me by a minister for government. It's down to the individual's choices. This individual choice has been done by a tick box on the driver's license for how many years now? Don't forget, to be honest with you, this mean again,
But the tick box on the driver's license, which is essentially how most people do it, is not very successful. Unfortunately, it's not leading to enough people donating their organs.
You said it yourself there. It's not very successful. So let's basically create some devious plot in behind the system to more or less enforce people. I mean, this is going on.
I don't see anything. I mean, you know me. If you're listening to the show, Seamus, I'm quite conservative in my views, right? Okay, well, I'm quite conservative. I would lean slightly to the right.
Yeah.
I don't believe this is some sort of liberal agenda. I believe this has been around for a long time. This particular conversation.
Can I tell you why I think it is, and I agree with that caller, Niall. This is a liberal Nazi government. They will do anything that Europe endorses or tells them to do. It's a fact. If you look at Pascal Donoghue when he was on that Pat Kenny show the other night talking about.
It's the pre-budget show,
The great Minister for Finance.
Or post-budget.
Now, I know I'm taking a dig here, but to be honest with you, the crap that came out of his mouth, if you watch the body language of these individuals in power and Fine Gael, it stinks of, like, we do what Europe tells us to do and you must do the same. The Irish people have been sold out since they took over. I won't say since really and the Kenny took over, but ever since this...
since Leo Varadkar took over,
stepped into power by default, not by election, but by default within Fine Gael, the goalposts of the rule of law and whatever else have changed.
Do me a favour, Seamus, stay there because I have to take a break and I want to come to Nicole after the break as well, who unfortunately needs a transplant at the moment. Seamus, you're on class. Oh, sorry, Seamus, stay with me for a second. Yeah. Nicole, you're on class again. Sorry, Nicole.
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Nicole, you're waiting for a transplant.
So I'm waiting to be listed for a transplant. I just have to lose a certain amount of weight.
Can I ask you what's wrong with you?
I have had a congenital heart disease since I was born. I have two of them.
Okay.
So my heart is currently operating at 15%.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So I want to put it out there that I completely understand when people don't want to give up their organs. That's no problem. Absolutely. But this doesn't come down to politics. It's not one thing about politics. It's about saving people's lives. There's an opt-out system so that people can actually go online and opt out. Besides that, even if you haven't been able to opt out online and you pass away, your family members can still disagree.
I know that's, well, I believe that's open to interpretation by a court as well. Now, if you're over 18, if you're under 18, of course your family members can because they're your guardians. But if you're over 18 years of age, I don't believe your family members can opt you out after you die. If that's your decision. That's like saying your will is not worth the paper it's written on, for example. If you have made a decision throughout your life to be a donor, once you're over 18, nobody can change that decision.
As far as I had run into, that was it.
Okay, but we leave it for the moment because I'm not too sure. That's open to question, I think, probably. And there has been one or two court cases like that.
People saying that they're not going to take, they won't give up their organs, would also not expect one if someone needed it.
Yeah.
If they passed away, that they would accept one because it's completely hypocrisy. You can't, like, I can't give away my organs because I'm just not healthy, so I can't give away my organs.
And if you don't mind me asking you, Nicole, what's your prognosis for the future, or how long have you been waiting so far? Or
I was told that they can't do any other operations. I always knew that coming down the line it would be a heart transplant. At the moment, we're waiting to see how long I'll take to get on the list. It's obviously very hard to lose weight with limited physical activity. Mm. I'm on oxygen full time at night time. And
how old are you, by the way?
Getting on the list. I'm 29 next week.
Okay.
So it'll be getting on the list and then waiting to see, like, just because someone gets on the list, you could be 3 years waiting.
You could be 3 years.
There's a little girl the other day. She was 9 months in hospital waiting and she died last week waiting for an organ.
This is Amy Brady, isn't it? I mentioned at the start of the show, yeah.
You know.
Let me just, because I've only got 2 minutes left, or a minute left. Seamus, listen to Nicole, 29 years of age, her whole life ahead of her. She just needs a heart. Are you telling me, listening to her story and listening to the story at the start of the show of Amy Brady, who was only 10 years of age or 11 years of age, that you could honestly say, you know, what, you know, this is a governmental issue or a political issue. It's not a political issue.
I look at no disrespect to herself. She's, I totally empathise. Anyhow, you couldn't empathise with her situation is beyond me. It's terrible. It's tough. Like, it's beyond what I even know. And, you know, I wish you all the best, and I hope it does happen and you get that transplant.
But if we thought like you, Seamus, she might not.
Niall, my point, and I'll go back to the first thing, first point you made between that girl there on the line, is it a political issue? Anything that comes out of the mouth of Harris,
don't use that argument in this circumstance.
No, in this circumstance, look, I hope the girl gets her transplant. Yeah. But when it comes to statements and issues brought up by any of that member of government, Fianna Gael, it's always a political issue. Look at the gay referendum, look at the abortion.
Can I just say something for a moment?
Yeah, just very quickly if you can, Nicola.
Organ donation is the same as wheelchair spaces and wheelchair accessibility. Unless it's at your door, you don't think about it. You're filling in your licence, you're in a rush every day, you think, oh, I must sign up for organ donation. It passes by, it doesn't affect your life. That's what the opt-out system is for. That people who don't have the chance, that doesn't think about it, they will automatically be signed up.
Okay, well, look, I have to wrap it up. Nicole, I wish you well in the future, and I do hope you get the heart eventually at some point in the near future, and I hope your life works out well and you have a good future.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hit.